Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Took everybody by surprise today when on, of all networks, CNBC, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, announced alongside the chairman of the LIV Tour that they would be joining forces with the LIV and a partnership between the Public Investment Fund, the PIF, which runs the LIV, a.k.a. Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund,
yes,
and the PGA are now going to partner moving forward. This took everybody by surprise. I mean, truly, everybody was surprised by this, because apparently over the last handful of months, you have had the Monahan and the chair of the LIV Tour have been meeting in secret across the world, whether it was in United States, Europe, Saudi Arabia. They've been meeting, trying to hammer out a deal that could join the two forces and the DP Tour, which is the European Tour, if you mm-hmm. don't know what the DP Tour is, to join forces and make them all under one umbrella.
So the interesting thing about this isn't that they joined. It's how well they kept this guarded.
Well, I think it's that they even joined. And to your point, in 2023, for nobody to know about this, which I call bunk on that. There's plenty of people who knew about it. But yeah, keep it a secret, you're right.
As well as they did?
Yeah.
That's the insane thing to me. I mean, anytime it's a deal about money, it's the least surprising thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
Now, the framing of all of this after all of the grandstanding is hilarious. And the PGA Tour is going to be laughed at endlessly, and their players are going to be pissed off. And in the end, nobody's going to stop watching it.
Yeah.
The boycotting, blah, blah, blah. They always come back, no matter what it is. And that's the thing, is that these things are so big, and that's how they know this. PGA Tour, MLB, NBA, NFL, people talking about, you know, the NFL is getting too political. We need to stay. I want to stay out of this. Okay, cool. They had record ratings. Like, the whole idea, do they have an egg on their face? Do they look stupid? Do they look callous and dumb and arrogant? Yes, all of those things.
Yeah.
But will it continue to move forward? Absolutely.
Well, and look, there's a lot that is going to have to be answered here, in Jay Monahan, especially the commissioner of the PGA, because look, if you will give credit to the guys who run the Public Investment Fund, Al Rumayyan, who is the chairman of the LIV Tour, who works under the Saudis and really the Saudi government, they just know it all comes down to money, and they've always said it's all about money for them. That's all. That's truly all it is.
Whether they have more of it than anybody.
Whether it was blowing through all the money that they just wasted on the LIV Tour, which is not profitable and not successful, and paying guys hundreds of millions of dollars to leave the PGA, they just said they wanted to break up the monopoly that was the PGA Tour. And guess what? They actually built a monopoly by putting under one umbrella the PGA, the LIV, and
everybody,
the DP Tour. And yes, what they said, they were actually an organization started for, was to give options to golfers, they actually condensed it even more by saying, no, we're going to bring three tours into one, so it's not just the PGA anymore. All of these are just going to be under one umbrella.
And they're going to be the main corporate sponsor.
But Monahan is, he's the guy that has more explaining to do. Because he made it about the blood money from the Saudis.
Yep.
He made it. These guys jumping is morally reprehensible.
Yes.
And he made it the PGA, not just against LIV, but the Saudi Arabian government and the PIF that is now. PIF is, they are running and do own. They essentially bought the PGA Tour.
Yes, that's what they did.
They bought the PGA Tour. Because in Monahan put out a press release today, and in the press release, he said, this is still your tour, okay? And he said, it's still about the players, and this is these are all the great things that, that they're going to do, okay? You tell me, okay, what sounds like this is just a minority stake and just a small influx of cash, okay? In the letter to the PGA players, he said the PIF will make an investment and become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour, okay, and the DP World Tour. PIF will make an additional investment in the new entity, which is going to kind of control all of them, okay, that will allow us to build an even stronger, more robust commercial business. The PIF is committed to significant financial support toward the causes that positively impact the game on global issues, okay? Now, they are money, money, money. That's all that one is saying. They will have, and I'm sure I'm butchering the name, Al Rumayyan, okay, who's the chairman of the LIV.
That sounds pretty close.
He has a seat on the board of directors of the PGA Tour, okay? That also comes with this partnership. Also, how about this one? This is where it gets a little tricky, and this is where it's like, this doesn't sound like a minority stake of a team that influx of cash, seat on the board. Yes, this does sound like you have a minority stake. This, according to the Financial Times, okay? Details of the stake and its value are still being determined, though PIF will be the exclusive outside investor with the right of first refusal on any future and company incoming capital commitments. So
sounds like they are the ones kind of leading everything.
They can tell you, they can tell the PGA to go kick rocks if anybody, they want to bring anybody else in. And that does not sound, this sounds like they have a ton of control. They have them financially by the balls.
By the short ones.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this is that it's not just here that this is happening. If you want to take a step back into the global sports world, Karim Benzema is about to get all the money in the world to go play in Saudi Arabia. And that's part of a global
$600 million
play.
$600 million for 3 years?
Yes. $200 million a year. Yeah. There's still an outside chance that Leo Messi, you know, the most accomplished soccer player maybe of all time, not named Pele, also goes to Saudi Arabia. And this is all part of PIF / Saudi Arabian Empire trying to diversify their sporting assets and really showing that they have more money than God and that literally anything is for sale.
Yes.
That they can buy anyone, anything, whole leagues, whole partnerships, that none of it matters.
Well, this is exactly what people mean when you hear the term sports washing.
Yes. 100%.
This is it. This is it. When Jay Monahan did all the grandstanding in the world less than a year ago about how this is sports washing and it's evil. He's right.
Yes, and he also took the blood money.
This is blood money. This is sports washing. And what you described as evil less than a year ago, you are now in bed with.
Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. When the money starts piling up, it gets to a certain point where you just can't say no.
And this is being made, and I heard Colin was talking about this, and you'll hear these points all along, like, well, I mean, the Saudi government, we're driving cars that our fuel comes from the Middle East. and they have the world's largest oil reserves in Saudi Arabia. Okay, our government, they do work with him all of the time.
Go look at everything that you buy. Okay. Guess who owns it?
But we are now, yeah, and that was the other thing. We talked about this last summer when the whole LIV thing was going on.
When you look at what the PIF
invests
in. Yeah, it's everything. Everything you own, telecommunications, transportation, food, textiles, you can't get away. If you want to get high and mighty, buddy, you are going to have a tough time living in today.
This is where I always stood on the LIV tour is, at the time, like, those guys, they were making a decision based on generational money. And
I don't knock a single one of them, because the money is so significant that it was...
Well, I applauded the guys who stood on their morals. I applauded the guys like Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa and Tiger Woods, who believed in the sanctity of the PGA and the grind that it takes. And
they also had the money.
The idea that what was going on with the blood money and all that, they did have the money that they didn't really have to worry. But Dustin Johnson did too. Brooks Koepka did too.
Sure.
Right? But those guys, and I applauded those guys, like, hey, you know, you guys are sticking up where you feel is right, and that's admirable, and that's great. But when you look at the investments that the PIF has had previously, my goodness, they're in everything. They really are in everything.
It's literally the most diversified fund in the entire world.
But this is where it's different, is that the PGA Tour just did a year-long grandstanding tour, and they left Rory McIlroy hanging. And actually, I think Rory McIlroy was one of the guys who was in on, and he had a knowledge that this was coming down the pipeline. Do you guys remember what Rory McIlroy said at the PGA Championship?
Go on.
He was done talking about the LIV. He wanted nothing to do with talking about the LIV. Anytime he would be asked, remember we saw the longest drive. That's not what it's called.
No,
what it's called.
Full swing.
Yeah, the
Full Swing on the Netflix doc. F you, Phil. Keep that in the doc. He was the he has been the most outspoken.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks ago at the PGA Championship, he decides to shut up and he doesn't want to talk about it at all.
Button up. somebody let him know.
He knew that something was up, maybe, but I don't think he was expecting this, because the PGA Tour players, they are blindsided by it. They truly are blindsided by it. Some of them, and I think what we're seeing is that there was a lot of the guys who, you know, on the PGA Tour, like, they didn't really care, but they're still friends with a lot of the guys that are on the LIV, and they got $100 million to go play over there. Hell yeah. They're saying, hey, more power to you. Wish they would offer me $100 million. But guys like Rory, guys like Justin Thomas, guys like Tiger Woods, reportedly turned down close to $1 billion.
$1 billion.
To go over there. They're probably pissed at the PGA Tour and saying, we went to bat for you. We stuck our necks out for you.
And now you're going to go take all that dirty money and that you told
gonna
us
do
was
it.
Dirty?
And you know who's the happiest guy in the world?
Greg Norman.
Phil effing Mickelson. No, Greg Norman's pissed because apparently he didn't know about
it. Apparently he didn't know either, yeah.
He didn't know about it.
He got cut out of it.
Yeah, he got bamboozled by him. But Phil Mickelson, who is sitting there saying, I'm doing this in doing the holier than thou, I am Phil Mickelson, the god of golf, and I will be the sacrificial lamb for everybody else, getting paid $200 million. But I'm going to take one for the whole collective golf team here, and I'm going to be the whipping boy. He is thrilled because everything that Phil said, remember the Alan Shipnuck recordings that he released where he's like, these are bad MFers, but the PGA Tour needs to change? It's changed. Like, Phil has gotten his way by getting in bed with some bad MFers.
You make a deal with the devil, man. That's how it goes. I'm not saying, like, when I say that the money just becomes so much, I'm not saying I would do that or that it's okay. I'm just saying the reality of this is that when the money gets so obscene that even the most righteous and moral will say yes.
Yep.
Because to go to a lesser point, we just talked about a hiring in the NBA a week ago. Monty Williams told the Detroit Pistons 3 times, no.
Yep.
Then they gave him a whole MLE. And he said, all right, I'll go do this. And it's different situations. You're talking about blood money. But also, I bet you the the Saudis have some investment in the NBA too. So is it blood money? Probably in some sense. But
it
gets to a point where the money is so significantly overwhelming that it triumphs everything else. I wish it wasn't like that. But the reality is, in big business, in acquisitions and stakes of this level, it's always the bottom line.
Yep. I think that this is going to be something that they believe will just blow over. And for the PIF, the Public Investment Fund, Al Rumayyan, who is the chairman, and he's the guy who's going to have the seat on the PGA board, it will blow over for them. It will not for Jay Monahan. Jay Monahan made his bed. His butt is going to be gone.
You think
he
so?
He pissed off
just too many?
Way too many players.
Yeah, but he's probably going to get a fat golden parachute on the way out.
From the PIF,
yes.
Who are like, hey, you were
appreciate
our,
you. You're a sacrificial lamb.
And you'll never have to work again. Goodbye. And that's exactly
go sit
how
on the board somewhere.
They're going to work him and use him. The players should be furious with him, especially the ones that made
sacrifices.
That he made carry his water and carry the water for the entire PGA. Because he always says, this is your league. The PGA is about the players, and nobody owns the PGA. You just sold the entire damn thing out. And those guys who stood by you were the ones who actually believed in it. And now you sold them up the river. Guys like Rory, like guys like Justin Thomas, guys like Tiger Woods.
That's why I always tell guys to take the money.
Should be pissed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.